with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
Well, it had to be, didn't it? Because there was the camel music. Shalom, Andrea.
I love that music. I love it. You've got to send it to me.
I've got such a vision of you on the back of a camel in a flowing Middle Eastern garment, the hills of Judea in the background. I can see it. Can you?
Just the garment. My husband's home. We're in isolation. I think, send me that music so I can start dancing, sort of liven things up around here.
Okay. I maybe have a chat with a big boss. Maybe we get something a bit more upbeat for you, but Corona, it's hit us hard. We're way behind the curve, but we're on our way. You're ahead, so anything you have to tell us is going to be interesting. And the subject you wanted to talk about today, Andrea, was walking they walk among us, arrogance in the era of coronavirus. What are you getting at?
You know, it's serious. Simon, it's serious. It's not a bad flu. It's serious, and it's really crazy. I had heard today that they're going to send out, here in Jerusalem, they're sending out, okay, we're not supposed to laugh. This is serious.
Okay.
But they're sending out social workers and medical people to visit senior citizens to see that they're okay. And I'm looking, and I say to my husband, wow, they're going to go visit those senior citizens. And then I see the age range is like years younger than me is where they're starting.
Oi, all right. So that, what's my comeback to that, Andrea? I'm sorry.
There's no comeback because, you know, but sure. I have to tell you, it's so infuriating that Israel is in a foo-foo-foo. We're in a good position. But Bibi Netanyahu, my beloved Bibi, got on the television the other night.
Yes.
And he's not mincing words. He says, listen, there's going to be deaths. We've been spared. Don't get cocky. It's going to hit us. It's going to happen. And then he named a number. I don't want to say the number. It was a bad number. And he said, it's going to happen, for God's sakes. He was screaming. He was practically screaming. He said, I find it unbelievable. Why is anybody on the beach? Why is anybody in the street? And it happens that the rumor is, and it's not such a rumor, it seems to be fact, that tonight Jerusalem's going to go into a complete lockdown. We've been locked down anyway, whereas the stores will be open, just the pharmacies and the supermarkets, for a couple of hours. And anybody who's on the street has the right to be stopped by the cops, and the cops will ask them why they are. They have to have a good reason for being out there. No parks, no jogging, no bicycling. And so far, I'm scared. You know, I'm kidding. Bli ayin hara. It hasn't been as terrible, but we have people really in the hospitals, in trouble. And when I say the arrogance, young people, today on Emek Rephaim, a main thoroughfare, very heavily Anglo area in Jerusalem, and the supermarket, the makolet, the very expensive, the obscenely expensive makolet, was filled with people, not 2 meters apart, not 3 meters apart, back to back, standing at the cash registers. What is it? I mean, is everybody crying about corona? We're all stupid and they're smart. They have an insight. They have a hotline to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God in heaven.
No, but I was
reading. We have an obligation. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Simon.
No. I was just reading an article in Times of Israel probably a day or two ago by now, saying that you are a very touchy-feely society. It's just the nature. It's who you are. This must be particularly difficult for Israeli.
All right. So I'm looking at the clock and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to make a confession. All right. Dun, 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 dun. Play my music again.
Okay.
I called my show this morning. You know, I have a show on Israel News Talk Radio, and I called my show this morning, confession, my week of stupid.
Yes.
And I really mean it. I was offered a job. It was a 3-day job, late night shifts. I'm a cosmetician. I do makeup. I worked at a television station. If I tell you, I did 30 faces, burning my hands with alcohol. I only wore a mask on the last day. You would have thought that coronavirus was nearly a yuck, yuck story. And on the last night I came home, here my husband, who has pre-existing conditions, things that have to be watched. The money was so good that I was blinded. And I sat in my car the last night at midnight and I was sobbing and saying, fool, fool. Was this worth it? I don't know. And that's what happening. And I realized that everybody's blinded by their own arrogance. I got a note from somebody who said she's staying in, except she's going to see her reflexologist. You know, you almost want to laugh. Because everybody else who's in isolation is stupid. Only you get it. Only your needs, only your emotional needs are. We're in a war. And what Bibi said, these were the words. They were stark. He said, this is life and death. And believe me, we're not an alarmist society. We walk around with gas masks and we still laugh. Weddings, crazy weddings I heard today about a group that went for a hike this week, at the beginning of the week, last week, from a very religious neighborhood. I'm not going to say where. It's on the way into Jerusalem. Tons of them tested yes for the virus. You know what? It was going to be spared. We have an obligation. We have a Torah obligation to take care of our health. And this week just came out, the Rabbeim, the chief Sephardic rabbi, I didn't see anybody else, is commanding everybody to keep their cell phone on Shabbos. Can you imagine such a thing?
Wow, that is huge.
Keep it on in case we receive a call that we have been exposed to the coronavirus, because they have 24/7 trackers. Whoever tests positive, they then create graphs of what orbits they were in, and any one of us can receive a call and know that we've got to run out immediately and get tested.
Yeah, one of our listeners weighing in now as well, Clive, saying it's a war against an invisible enemy. And I think that's what makes it so difficult, is that it is invisible and you can't see it. And it's not in human nature to deal with this feeling of absolute powerlessness, which is
complete impotence, complete impotence. But I will tell you what we can do. Okay. First of all, we have to try to keep our senses of humor. The other thing I feel very strongly about for those of us in isolation, and I'm one of them, you know, I'm getting calls from clients, just me, just see me next week, Andrea. I'll wear a mask. You wear a mask. And the answer is no. The answer is no, because I cannot, if we get sick, our answer is, if you do everything and you still get sick, our next obligation is to stay alive. These are very dramatic words. Crazy. I feel a little embarrassed even saying it. So not my nature. Our job will be to stay alive. Two of my children, of my 17 children, called me and they were yelling at me when I was at this job. You know what? They were right. They were, one of them was in South Africa and was particularly hard on me. And you know what? I heard her. I heard her even through the calls I wasn't answering, because they were right.
I hear you loud and clear. And Andrea, I think that's where we're going to leave it. What a powerful story. What a personal anecdote that is. And we are all going to be faced with that in South Africa, you know, sooner rather than later. And, you know, you knew what the right thing was to do, but you compromised anyway.
Yeah, I knew it. And I told, and I reworked my narrative. Fool. I'm totally embarrassed. Anyway, let's just hope for the best, pray for the best, stay alive, stay healthy, and keep laughing. And by the way, ladies, get dressed every day and put on makeup. Okay.
Amen to all that, Andrea. I look forward to chatting to you next week. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your insights.
Please, God. Shabbat shalom. Mivarach. Stay healthy, guys.
There you have it.